ABC Radio Australia.
James Wood, the captain of Vanuatu's rugby league team, has come out in support for the Pacific Trays, a bid for a new Pacific Island rugby league team that could enter Australia's Queensland Cup, the competition that the PNG Hunters have been playing in since 2014. Pacific Trays translates to Pacific 13, and the Noumea-based bid encompasses the French-speaking territories of New Caledonia, French Polynesia and Wallis and Futuna, as well as Vanuatu, where there are plans to play two matches a season. James Wood, who is a Queensland Cup veteran himself, having played nearly 250 games with the Tweeds Head Club, says Pacific Trays will be up against rival bids from within Queensland itself, but if the team can secure a place in the competition, then it would be transformative for players and fans alike. The Vanuatu captain believes, if successful, that the Pacific Trays could have a big impact, as big as the PNG Hunters did when they joined the competition.
Everyone wants to be in it. I think there's a lot of bids coming from various places in Queensland, but I think the unique style of the bid the Pacific 13 are putting forward, I think it's pretty hard to go past. There's just a different flavour there than just another team in Queensland. So I think there's a very good possibility for them, and it sounds like the backing and the resources are there to be a real legitimate bid.
How would you see a team with multiple representation working in practice? Who, for example, would make decisions on which players were from New Caledonia, which players were Vanuatu, and of course Solomon Islands, French Polynesia are also involved, I believe.
It's a very good question, and I'm glad I'm not the person that'll be doing that. The brains trust behind the bid team have got those sorts of things in place, and from my preliminary talks with some of those people, it is going to be quite fairly shift around. But I think to be competitive, you've just got to take people that have the ability and have the potential. So I'm pretty sure that there'll be some recruiting and some scouting going on in the background. I don't think you can just take an equal share of players from every team. I think it's just got to be based on who's the best fit for the job at that time, and then trying to grow the game in places that are least developed in terms of their skill set and exposure.
The Vanuatu national team has played a number of games over the last two or three years. You captained that team. But from the fans' perspective in Vanuatu, how much support is there for the game at the moment, and how much difference do you think it would make to have this club side playing, I believe, twice a year in Vanuatu?
It would be massive. The main people that were driving the Vanuatu Rugby League brought us from nothing to a full-blown entity. We've played in two or three different countries, gone in competitions, and really batted above our weight. The three or four people that were involved in that are involved in this Pacific bid. The development of the game now, even through the women, which in the Pacific traditionally you probably wouldn't have seen stuff like that, but like the women's game in Vanuatu now is huge. It's got a lot of support and it's doing really well. These people are looking for someone to support and get behind, and we're not looking at another team in a local competition. You're looking at something that you can call your own, your very own people running around. People come to the understanding of that's what they're witnessing. I think it'd be huge. But I think the profile of what they're trying to do with the Pacific team would far outreach any of the other sports that they have represented in Vanuatu at this point.
And what about the potential impact of this team in Australia? We've seen with the PNG Hunters that pretty much wherever they went, there were record crowds in the Interest Super Cup, and similar things have been predicted for the Fiji team, the Silktails. Unfortunately, their debut season has been abandoned because of COVID-19. But do you see similar potential for this team?
I know there's about 90,000 people in Queensland that identify as having South Sea Islander heritage. And you can only imagine if it's a team that's represented in the Pacific, how those people would gravitate towards this team, because I believe, you know, they'd have that link back to that Pacific heritage. I think it would be just the team that everyone gets on. If you're not supporting someone, I think everyone would get on the Pacific team. Certainly happened with the Hunters, and I just think it brings a different flavour. I think that would be enormous for those guys. I think that they'd be supported everywhere that they go. Not to mention the Polynesian community we have in Queensland, which is large too. I could see those guys really getting behind this team as well. It'd be great to be a part of it. Gee, I wish I was running out in a jersey.
Is there any prospect that you might do that, or you might get involved on the coaching side if asked?
I'd always make myself available for things like this, because whatever capacity it would be, you always try and do your best. The rugby league has been great to me. I've certainly made a lot of friends and done a lot of great things, and it's afforded me a lot of opportunities in the past. So where you're able to, you always look to give back. Whatever capacity that is, it just depends on how you're travelling at that time in your personal life. But yeah, I've certainly jumped on board in an ambassadorial role right now and trying to assist in any way I can. It's something that would interest me definitely. And gee, if I could wind back the clock, I'd love to be suiting up. It would be exciting. It's going to be different. It's like when the Hunters came into the competition. That just really spiced things up.